All right, let's get on with the meat log here.
All right.
Meat log lady.
The first time you've said that.
Meat log's ready.
27-year-old woman in Ohio named Monika Gamer has pled no contest to disorderly conduct after getting into an altercation with a 37-year-old neighbor last year, and they didn't just argue. Monika was at a Walmart when she saw her neighbor, Precious Jackson.
Precious, okay.
Apparently they had a history.
Okay.
And it's not a good history, so Monika flew into a rage, attacked Precious with the first thing she could grab, a 10-pound log of ground beef. I didn't even know they were.
A Swiss colony beef log. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was thinking summer sausage, actually.
It's one of the movies you watch.
The summer sausage that comes with a nice little honey mustard.
What do you do with that sausage?
Bring me down!
Fight went down the potato chip aisle.
Nice. All food related.
Okay, I guess weird question. Was it frozen?
I nailed it in the biscuits.
Because that matters.
It doesn't say in this story.
Wow.
Because if it's just squishy meat, it's not a big deal.
Right.
No.
Yeah. But if it's a frozen 10-pound meat log,
that'll
kill someone.
Yeah, that'll clean a crock.
Now it's like a baseball bat.
Right.
Of meat.
And then you eat the evidence. Done.
Yeah, you don't put that back in the freezer after that. It's evidence.
Right. It's got like a head-shaped dent in it.
First of all, you know Walmart. Someone took that and said, can I get 10% off, please?
Exactly. Yeah, you know someone. I think they paid for it at all, really. I'm going to put this meat log in my pants and
or just call it boar's head because it came off that boar's head.
So as the fight went down. Yeah, it's not really boar's head, but it's boar's head.
Right.
She's a boar.
The fight went down the potato chip aisle. Monika initially tried to spit on Precious, but when that missed, she reached into Precious's cart and grabbed a $22 log of beef.
Oh, wow. So it was her log.
She was hit in the head with her own log.
Right. Beat with your own meat.
Beat your meat.
This is just so wrong in so many levels. But the fact of having Walmart makes it okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's imagine just being there, you're shopping, you're tired, you're mad, you're at Walmart, and you turn the corner, and Mothra and Godzilla are battling with beef log. It's like, that's amazing.
I pass on that aisle.
That would be cool if they both had meat logs and they had like a sword fight.
Oh, I would hit her in the face and go, isn't that precious? Like, I'm sitting there.
Yeah, they went to the potato chip aisle, the dessert aisle.
Go ahead, Monika, my day.
Nice to meet you. It's rare to do this. Did you meet her? Yeah, I did. I did meet her.
Beef man.
Perfect
figures. Figures.
There was an Alfred Hitchcock episode where the woman killed her husband with a frozen leg of lamb, knocked him over the head, and then she made the leg of lamb and served it to the detective, so they ate the evidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying it can be done?
Yeah, you know, a leg of lamb's like a club. Right?
Oh, yeah, it is. It shakes. Bone, everything in it, yes.
Yeah.
That's almost like a Silence of the Lambs episode.
Yep.
Movie.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So Precious survived the beating.
Right. Survived.
Well, when you take meat to the face.
She didn't meet her demise.
Took a beef log to the face today. How about you?
Monika was arrested at the scene.
Oh, the cops must have laughed hard at that.
Red-handed.
Like, that's great.
Red-handed, all the blood for the meat.
And she got a 30-day suspended jail sentence, probation, and $155 in fines.
Wow. Well, I'm full.
A man arrested for DUI was on meth and driving with an owl.
That's not weird at all.
Arizona, allegedly driving drunk, on meth, guys pulled over with an injured owl inside of his vehicle.
Ooh.
Now, if only Rob can pull up that 911 call where I called 911. There was an owl hurt in the street.
Oh, yeah, and then the traffic circle.
Traffic circle.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, ow.
Ow.
There's an owl.
An owl. I'm like, So you got a boo-boo, sir?
Yeah. Phil has it tucked away somewhere in his
files.
Basket of torture devices.
Yep, that's
for
Phil.
Us.
Yep.
So he bought the owl illegally.
Oh. Ooh, black market owl.
Yep.
From someone at a gas station.
Wow, gas station owls. I heard about these things.
Like the Cinnabon
right.
or the owl.
Right. Yeah, those got the Twinkies.
The owl is now being taken care of by a wildlife place.
Nice.
How about the guy?
No one cares about him. It's funny you should ask. The one person who cares about the guy, Pat Oates.
Where's the guy?
He's being taken care of by a guy named Bubba.
That sounds like a bad morning show, like Meth and the Owl in the morning.
All right, Meth. He's the owl.
So they found some biologist to talk about why this is not a good idea.
We think that she had gotten knocked around or jostled somehow in that tumultuous night that she had. The officer handled it like a pro, you know? He did the right thing, got it to safety. So he has a really good story to take home and tell his family. It brought home two different legal points. No, you can't own wildlife. And no, don't do drugs.
Nice. Kids, don't do drugs and don't do wildlife.
How about that lady must be tough with a Scrabble. Tumultuous and jostle.
Oh,
like that
seriously.
Lady was going hard.
Right. I don't think I've ever used the word tumultuous ever. Can't spell it.
No, I'm close.
Was this guy on meth? What was he going to do with the owl?
Right.
Whatever he wants.
Right.
This is wise. I'm bringing this home. I will ask you questions.
Right. He throws a bag
this
of potatoes.
This will replace my magic eight ball.
Right. He throws a bag of potato chips.
It almost makes it better that he's on meth. Because if he was just sober, it's even weirder.
It's a problem.
I know. He's like, okay, I got a whole bunch of Tootsie Pops at home.
I'm finally going to get down to the center of this.
You can answer this for me.
Okay.
Finally!
A woman was arrested after eating a bat on social media.
It's Ozzy's sister.
How many views do you get for that?
How bad is a cuisine if you're eating a bat?
Oh, yeah, cooked live or dead?
Thai woman.
Oh.
With a name that I'm not.
Same time. I've seen the menu. That's a Tuesday special for lunch. What's a bat?
Yeah, I think she has a truck at Longhorn.
can I get that with the hot sauce on the side, please?
I'd rather eat a bat.
Right, let me get some crickets while you're at it.
Wow, what a name she has.
Oh, yeah.
Not even going to try it.
Oh.
10 letters in the first name.
Okay. Let me see.
And 11 in the second.
Let me see. Maybe I got
it. You're going to try it?
I'm going to give it a shot. I got to find her. Lady Ate a Bat.
Her name is Tumultuous
Oh, wait, no. That's a story. That's a story you got. Lady. Let me see. Lady Eats a Bat.
Okay. Yeah.
Lady.
She identified herself as a teacher. She posted a video online last week of her eating from a bowl filled with broth, tomatoes, and multiple dead bats.
Oh, she made a soup out of it. I'm looking at it. Ew. Gross. Oh, my God, that name. Fanchanak.
Fanchanak?
Fanchanak.
Fanchanak.
Srisunaklua.
You just cast a hairy spot.
I'm sorry. I was clearing my throat.
Yeah, your tongue is saying.
No. No, I was clear my throat. Her name is Susie Jones.
At one point, she even lifts one of the bats out of the bowl by its wings.
Yeah, no, I've had bat wings before. I mean, take a shower.
Jeez. That was not a 9 o'clock hour joke right there.
She proceeded to tear the wings off and eat them.
Yeah, they got a picture of her doing it. This is gross.
Yeah, she's on social media. She went live.
Yes. Yeah. And she doesn't look like a bat eater. She looks like someone like you. You take on a nice date to have a
she
quiche.
She doesn't look like a bat eater.
What does a bat eater look like?
Are
you a disheveled crazy person?
Like exactly. Someone like lives in a mountain in the woods.
Wearing a bathrobe and slippers the middle of the city.
Possibly hasn't showered for several centuries.
Yeah, she's missing a slipper. She has one slipper in
her. She's like all like. like she looks like someone, like an ordinary, normal person. Like her hair looks washed and everything.
AJ profiling. All the bat eaters are going to get mad now.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like the bats, it's like a bat soup, like a broth, like looks like tomatoes like floating around in it.
Yeah, but she went on social media to do it. Maybe it's not really bat. She's just like faking it to get attention.
How much meat is there on a bat?
She said the meat was sticky.
Ew.
And that the bat's nails smelled like a rat's.
How does she know that?
What a rat's, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Boy.
Right, right. Maybe it's your fingers you're smelling. Maybe it's your upper lip.
She said it was the first time eating a bat.
Oh.
She declared it to be delicious.
Yeah, that's the face I'm getting over here.
If I was going to eat it first, I'd go stew. I wouldn't just go. I get it, though. You put it in a nice broth. Hopefully you don't taste it.
Can't you get rabies? Can't you die?
I would think.
I don't think she cares about that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Is there a video?
I was watching. She's like ripping it apart like a chicken wing.
Hey, Rob, can you pull this video up? Probably won't understand the word she's
language,
saying.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think Foxy Knox speaks English?
No.
No, her name is Susie Jones. Yeah, I'll send it to Rob. Okay, Rob.
Fachunak, who's there?
She reportedly purchased the bats.
Who is it?
At a market in northern Thailand where bats infected with a cousin of SARS-CoV-2.
COVID-19, yeah.
SARS-CoV-2.
That's where it came from. It came from bats. Remember? People eating bats.
Great.
Remember that, yeah. Way to go there, Susie Homemaker.
She has since assured everyone that she's still alive, and she's taken the original video down and issued an apology.
Yeah, now she's having fries instead.
She's been arrested.
You get arrested for eating bats?
Yeah.
For possession of protected wildlife carcasses.
Yeah, that you got fined like $13,800.
But that's in Fashanook money, not dollars.
Right.
So it's like 89 cents.
It's a Fashanook. It's a person who farts in a bubble and then busts in a tub, eats the bubbles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, there could be something for AJ in a box.
Ooh, bat soup. Yeah.
Horrible food.
Yeah, I'll take some chicken wings. It'd be great.
For every hour, you have to spell her name.
Right.